Hey, I'm with Andrew. We're taking a look at Avaria Versus. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing great. Day two, almost surviving to the end, you know?
Yeah, nice. I just noticed we just picked up like the second half of the day here. Some more crowds moved in.
Oh, yeah.
So how has it been for you so far?
It's been great. We've had just constant people coming up and playing the game, so it's been a steady flow for 2 days now. It's great.
Nice, yeah. So, I mean, people can't see this. We will have pictures, but, you know, like I said, it reminds me of Final Fantasy. So you want to tell us a little bit about, like, the origins?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up playing the old turn-based Final Fantasies, and ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to battle my party against my friend's party, and went my whole life waiting for Square Enix to make that game, and they never did. So finally I said, all right, I guess I'm going to have to make this game, and so here we are.
Nice. And you said you have been with Playcrafting for like 7-8 years now.
Yeah.
Did you start programming with them?
So this is my first game. I was just attending Playcrafting just for fun. I was running a record label at the time. And I've always been a gamer, and I started going to Playcrafting events just kind of for something fun to do in the city. And then after a few years of going, I got this crazy idea, hey, maybe I could make a game. And so through the Playcrafting network, I started finding people, and we eventually started putting this together.
Oh, nice. So how many people all told are working on this?
There's 3 core team members, including myself. But, you know, when we were doing the art, for example, there was like 12 or 13 people, but they're, you know, all doing art for a few months, and then we shrunk back down. So it's basically 3 core team, but a lot of different people have worked on the game. I always joke that when people see the credits, they're going to think we're like a AAA company, because like a lot of people have done a lot of things, but they're all like little small little pieces.
Nice. And so did a lot of that come through Playcrafting, through other folks at Playcrafting?
Yeah, or? I mean, the core people, yeah, I hired a few people directly from Playcrafting, and that's how I got started with it. Yo,
that's a great
thanks
game.
For playing, guys. Yeah. Sign up on that mailing list. You can get in on the beta.
Well, I have a PlayStation 4, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it'll come out there eventually. It will.
It's all good. Yeah. We just have some players. Do you mind asking a couple questions about the game?
Yeah. Well, ask a couple questions like...
Do you want to just answer like how you enjoyed it and stuff?
Yeah. What'd you think?
Sure. No.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of the game? They just turned around while we were talking here.
It's completely different. In here.
It's different from most of the games that we've seen in here, all the Smash games.
A lot
of strategy, you know. Definitely got that old school Final Fantasy feel where it's turn based, very fast.
I like the speed. It's like I gotta think quick. Mm-hmm. And that can be annoying, but at the same time can be
rewarding.
We call it ultra fast turn based combat. That's what we call this game.
Well, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
I dealt a bad hand. I picked the wrong team. I should have picked a Berserker team or something.
Yeah. So is it only going to stay at 15 characters? We're going to launch with
16 heroes. And like I said, you can make over 2,000 different parties with those 16 heroes and their 2 archetypes.
Right.
And if the game does well, like by the time it comes out on PlayStation, if it's done well on Steam, we're going to be adding content and there might be more heroes by then.
Do you see a mobile app release coming soon?
Mobile would be the very last one. So if we do Steam and we get through the consoles, and at the very end we'll do mobile, and then you could play, you know, anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So get everybody to buy the game.
It's awesome, man.
Cool. Thanks for playing, guys. Thanks, guys. Later.
Good concept.
Yeah, thanks,
man. Nice. So we actually just asked a couple questions that I was going to ask.
Exactly. Yeah, we got them covered organically.
Yeah, nice.
So, you want to play? Yeah, you can play next after these guys if you want. You need a stamp too? All right, I got a stamp.
Yeah, no, all good. Right on. So yeah, he was just saying you can have 2,000 combinations with your current folks.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about like how they break up? Are they divided up?
So there's 4 classes in our game. And there's 4 heroes from each class. So you have to build a party of 3. You can't duplicate any classes. So you're always going to leave one of the classes behind.
Gotcha.
So, and then each hero has 2 archetypes. The archetype affects their upgrade paths. Uh-huh. So it's almost like there's 32 heroes, honestly. But, you know, there's some core elements that are shared within the heroes. Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. Have you found... like certain characters that people gravitate to?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny online, like we've done like a bunch of betas, closed betas online, and we have all the analytics of what people pick, and it's just, I think some of it's cosmetic, you know, like you know, like some people just like the way a character looks, so they pick them more often, you know, because they're not necessarily the more effective characters, you know. So there's like little trends happening like that all the time.
How many times have you shown this game up to this point?
Maybe like 8 or 9 times. Our very first show was 2 years ago at MAGFest, which is another East Coast con, one of my favorite con out here. That was the first year. I don't even know why they let us in because it was so rough, but I'm glad they did, you know, because we got a lot of good feedback and testing. And so this is my second time showing it at Play NYC.
Gotcha. And do you have anything specific that you do in terms of like tracking feedback, integrating that stuff?
On the show floor, it's just all organic. I watch people's faces. I talk with them. I kind of like hover and watch the game play out, but I don't get too analytical with numbers like this. During our beta weekends, Google's tracking everything. We have analytics inserted into the game, and so that's when we really get more scientific with the numbers.
Right, and so since your first showing, how much has it changed from the original build?
Insane amounts of change. I think when the game comes out, for fun, if anybody cares, I'll release some of the older versions like that we had and like just be like, here, play the old ones if you want and see what it used to be, you know?
Nice. And yeah, you said it's coming out on Steam first.
Yep.
And then, I mean, we talked mobile is going to be last. Do you have like a timetable in terms of releases?
I mean, it just really comes down to sales at this point, honestly, because we're a really small team and it just takes time and money to port. So, you know, we want to put it out on Steam, and if we're getting some good sales, we'll turn around and invest that money into porting, you know? So it would really be about just how those first few months go.
Gotcha. And is it on Steam yet?
Not yet. We're going to announce the release date within the next month. So if you stay tuned over the next few weeks, we're going to announce the official release date.
Okay, nice. And it's, for people who can't see, I'm standing in front of it. It's avaria.world, which is AVARIA.world, so you can keep track of when it is coming out. Is there anything I missed that you want folks to know?
No, I think that's it. I mean, if you liked old school Final Fantasy, or even if you didn't, if you just like turn-based combat, I think we have something that I haven't seen out there, and that's the only reason why I wanted to make this game, is because I wanted to play it. So, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and I mean, we've been walking back. This is the first chance we've actually gotten a break to like talk to you, because
yeah,
it has. There's been people here playing it like the whole time, which is great. That's
cool.
A really good sign.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming by, guys.
Yeah. Nice talking
to you,
man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. And if you need anything, yeah, like either contact.